This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Tonight, a fire threatens the view.
This morning we had to evacuate the studio.
The dramatic scene as a blaze breaks out next door on Tamron Hall's set.
We are not able to air the show that was scheduled today.
Then an ET exclusive with Kevin Costner.
The last half of Yellowstone. Are you able to do that?
His Yellowstone future revealed.
I had thoughts how it could happen.
The actor finally addressing if he'll return to the hit.
I've kind of had my own fantasy how it might be.
Plus, why Chris Hemsworth says he's in competition with Costner.
She's got a script that I want.
Chris is going to have to wait his turn.
And
somebody sustain me!
Sorry, Grey's Anatomy fans, why Sandra Oh says she won't be returning anytime soon.
I love that you asked me that.
Plus, a cheating confession.
And I screwed up.
Why Oliver Hudson says he doesn't regret stepping out on his now wife. And Robert Downey Jr. on his return to TV, playing 4 characters at once.
A little more unhinged performances.
E.T. starts now.
Let's get down. Let's get funky.
Get down.
Hollywood Cinema Super Bowl takes over Las Vegas. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. We have a big Kevin Costner exclusive that is on the way.
Yes, indeed. But we begin with the fiery daytime disruption and evacuation over at the Tamron Hall Show and The View.
Well, we had, you might say, a real smoke show around here. We had a grease fire in our kitchen. This was the scene.
Fire trucks rushing to ABC's New York studios early this morning as dozens of staffers and audience members were forced to evacuate just 90 minutes before Tamron was set to go live.
We're all out of here.
The View was also affected. They taped next door.
We had to evacuate the studio because there was a fire.
No one was hurt, and Tamron returned to her set with just a black screen behind her, going live to explain, while janitorial staff mopped up the damage.
Our team reacted in incredible time while the extinguishers were going off. Everyone, again, is safe. And now we're in the cleanup phase of the show. This is our team. They were unprepared.
The NYFD tells ET 12 firefighters discovered burnt food on the stove in the building. The cooking segment was scrapped, and Tamron aired a repeat of Monday's broadcast after promising to return tomorrow.
The show will go on. To all of the firefighters who arrived on the scene, thank you so much.
All right, let's go from New York to Vegas, where our Cassie DeLora spoke exclusively to Kevin Costner at CinemaCon, and we had to know, are his Yellowstone days officially over?
You said you have to go back into filming Horizon very soon. What would that mean for the last half of Yellowstone? Are you able to do that?
I'd like to be able to do it, but we haven't been able to. I'm not sure how it's being worked out. I've loved making that series. I've made 5 seasons of it. Thought I was going to make 7. So how it works out, I hope it does, but they've got a lot of different shows going on. Maybe this will circle back to me. If it does, and I feel really comfortable with it, I'd love to do it.
Everyone walk away!
How do you hope John Dutton's story wraps up?
I've kind of had my own fantasy how it might be.
Kevin's Yellowstone contract reportedly has a clause that gives him some say on how he could be killed off.
I had thoughts how it could happen, but that's Taylor's, that's his thing.
Taylor, of course, is showrunner Taylor Sheridan.
At the end of the day, something's going to be not fair to somebody.
The drama even came up during Kevin's divorce hearing, with Costner saying he will probably go to court over the show. And while discussions are ongoing, the clock is ticking.
There are a lot of, issues internally.
We'll go back. Rumor has it in May. Could be June.
Kevin, of course, left Yellowstone to make another epic Western.
You bet it all on Horizon, and here we are, a project decades in the making. You even mortgaged some of your land to pull off this project. What are your emotions heading into its release?
I feel really good about the film. I know what I've wanted to do for a long time, and I just kept moving towards it.
Kevin's passion project, which is reportedly costing $100 million, chronicles the settlement of the American West.
I was so happy to see your son Hayes is making his acting debut.
It's all right. I'm gonna be with Dad.
No.
How special was that to have him a part of this project with Dad?
Well, I named him after the character I play in this. My character's name Hayes Ellison. So I was watching him growing up, and I was thinking, man, I better get with it and make this movie. And then he's very good in the small part that he's done. If you see it, I think he has an impact on the movie.
The first of the two Horizon, an American Saga films, is out June 28th, with the second coming out a month and a half later on August 16th.
It is the summer of Kevin Costner and his films.
Horizon, it travels, and I didn't want to wait because I knew how this film was, and I didn't want people to wait 2 years. They can go and they can see where this is going. I'm not making it up. It's done, they're written, and it's a complete idea.
Also at CinemaCon, the cast of the Beetlejuice sequel, new dad Robert Pattinson, and Chris Hemsworth, who asked us to help him land a leading role in one of Costner's next films.
So he's got a script that I want.
Can you tell him that he has a script? He's supposed to direct, but I want to hear him. I think he's going to put himself in it.
He heard you are working on a project, you're directing it, and he would like to star in it. What do you say?
Chris, he's starting something on me again. Yeah, it's a love story, but as long as I'm still young enough to play it, I'll play it.
So for now, Chris is gearing up for the May 24th release of Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
Who do we have here?
I want them back.
The Mad Max Fury Road prequel co-stars Anya Taylor-Joy, playing the same character made famous by Charlize Theron.
Have you had a chance to connect with Charlize Theron?
I have, and she is as wonderful as you could possibly imagine.
Both ballerinas, too.
I know. It weirdly comes in handy for, kicking ass.
Anya also kicks butt at Keeping Secrets after revealing she tied the knot with her man Malcolm McRae 2 years ago.
How hard of a secret was that to keep from people?
We did our research. We were pretty spy orientated, but honestly, it kind of made it all the more special. We ran away with our 2 best friends and had the most magical day possible.
And after Lady Gaga sparked rumors of a secret engagement with Michael Polanski by flashing this massive rock over the weekend, all eyes are now on her bad romance with Joaquin Phoenix as we're getting our first look at Joker Folie à Deux in theaters October 4th.
Let's get out of here.
What the...
There's a dance through the streets, a kiss between jailhouse bars, and Gaga applying his makeup as they transform into the most twisted musical act in Gotham City history.
I am headed to Vegas for more star exclusives from CinemaCon tomorrow. But last night, I was with another Marvel alum, the one and only Robert Downey Jr., for his new series, The Sympathizer. It also stars Sandra Oh, who basically closed the door on Christina Yang coming back to Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Wait, Meredith.
What? What do you need? That I love you or something?
I love you.
You know it'll bring real joy to people to see Dr. Yang back
on Grace.
I love that people are still, at one point I was like, oh, come on. But now I love it. I love that you asked me that because Christina Yang is, of course, near and dear to my heart. And I will say, not anytime soon, my love.
Why?
Why? Because I hope people feel like I did my job, which is that I brought to life a character and she had a growth over 10 seasons and that she was ready to move on and so have I.
I gotta go.
I'd like to think that somehow that was a stepping stone into this moment too.
That moment will be starring alongside RDJ in The Sympathizer, a spy thriller about a North Vietnamese double agent played by Hoa Xuân Dae. Sandra plays one of Wao's love interests.
What are you concealing?
As for Robert's character, well, the Oscar winner takes on four roles in the miniseries, premiering Sunday on HBO, including a shady CIA agent and professor.
In the scene where there's four of you, how did you do that? How crazy?
I mean, I was in excellent company. No, I, it was very odd. Could have been really a nightmare,
yep.
But it was very orchestrated and very smartly executed.
Okay, how has he changed since that Oscar has come home with him?
What's great is you win an Oscar and the next morning, the kids are still giving him grief. You know, it's a great humility.
And is Travis Kelce being humble about landing Taylor Swift?
I don't know how I did it because she does not. She wasn't into sports, so I don't know how I did it.
Well, you did it because you said you caught her out on your
platform. I know exactly how I did it. Yeah.
Today on his New Heights podcast, Travis opened up about life after becoming one half of Swellcy, echoing what he told me exclusively last week.
I'm just having so much fun right now. It's good to see you.
I'm having a blast in life, baby.
Yeah.
Just flying high. Bringing new lives to the football world.
More couples news. Oliver Hudson says he doesn't regret stepping out on his now wife.
When I got engaged, something happened psychologically and I spiraled. Mm-hmm. I was unfaithful and I was cheating and I was crazy. I never got caught. I told her everything because I couldn't live with myself.
On the Sibling Revelry podcast, Oliver explained he and Aaron went to therapy before tying the knot nearly 18 years ago. Working through his infidelity made them stronger.
If that didn't happen, I don't know what kind of a person I would be. So do I regret it? I mean, no, I guess not.
If you have love and you have commitment and you have like trust, I like that.
Well, Jersey Shore's cheater, Ronnie, is reuniting with ex Sammy. Here's your exclusive first look.
I can't believe I'm even agreed to do this.
All right, let's make it awkward.
All right, you guys are great for that.
When was the last time that the two of you spoke? Like 10 years, almost 10 years.
Tomorrow on MTV's Jersey Shore Family Vacation, you'll see the bitter exes back together after their tumultuous split.
Yo, what up? We here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna get drunk.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Sam. There's gonna be that instant feeling of something.
Sammy just got engaged. Ronnie is single.
He's a coworker, and I'm working with him, and he's just some guy I dated in my 20s.
Now, let's get to a reunion that we never thought we'd see. Conan O'Brien back on The Tonight Show.
I had The Tonight Show for 10 minutes, and you just ate into my time.
14 years after getting fired, Conan unpacks how he feels about being back in the studio.
It's not right!
Then,
it's my life.
E.T.'s Jon Bon Jovi exclusive.
I've been against the ropes.
The health battle causing concerns for his singing voice.
I'm not giving up.
Plus, 100 shows with the Connors, and only E.T.'s on set with a throwback surprise.
God, look at that actress.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Please welcome Conan O'Brien!
A standing ovation for former host Conan O'Brien. His return marks the first time he'd been back since being famously fired in 2010.
I had The Tonight Show for 10 minutes and you just ate into my time.
So let's rewind. In 2009, Conan succeeded Jay Leno as the host of The Tonight Show. After two seasons, Conan was ousted and Jay came back. Conan's settlement, $32 million.
It's weird to come back. And I said, who's in my old studio? And they said, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And I love Kelly Clarkson. But still, I felt like, it's not right!
It's in the museum.
That's for me.
32 million reasons why he's okay.
Well, I mean, he's right there. He looks good. All right. Well, the Connors are also celebrating a TV first. Yep, that is the replica couch in a cake form. That's amazing. Yeah. Our Deidre Behar on set for their big milestone.
John, you have been here since day one. What does it mean to you?
The older I get, the faster things go.
To hit 100, more than you can dream of.
It's a huge number.
Yep, after 35 years, two iconic sitcoms and one famous plaid couch, Dan, Darlene, Becky, Jackie, and the rest of the fam are busy celebrating. The Connors' 100th episode airs tonight on ABC, so, of course, we brought gifts.
We have a little surprise for you.
I've had good roles, but none where I can really yell and make people go, God, look at that actress.
Your name is on everyone's lips.
Yeah. Still doing the same answers.
Yeah. 13 years old when you started this gig.
The biggest thing that people say to me, you have a great show and stuff like that. It's exactly like my family.
A vintage Lori clip.
I'm on a TV show, which I never expected to be.
Wow, you look the same too. How long do you see yourself being a part of this Connors family?
I don't think past tomorrow.
Day by day.
Still ahead. John Bon Jovi one-on-one with E.T., detailing drama within the band.
A lot of drugs, a lot of booze.
And why John says Richie Sambora abruptly quit.
It was never about money. It was never about a girlfriend.
Then a wedding update from property brother Jonathan Scott.
When's the wedding and where?
The famous face he wants officiating when he says I do to Zooey Deschanel.
Will E.T. be invited?
Absolutely.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Career milestone for Bon Jovi when the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2018. Now, it was also the last time that John and Richie Sambora performed together. The pair do reunite for a new docuseries, Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. And in this ET exclusive, John talks about their relationship and the moment that changed the band forever.
The docuseries does go into Richie leaving the band.
I don't regret leaving, but I regret how I did it.
You said that you didn't connect with him in the making of this, but we did see him. Have you talked since?
Yeah. Okay. He came to my house and we watched the first three episodes together at my house. There was never a fight. It was never about money. It was never about a girlfriend. He literally didn't show up. You're playing to 20,000 people. And there's a black hole on the stage.
Richie's abrupt departure happened in 2013, just hours before the guys were set to take the stage in Calgary.
Nobody expected Richie to quit in the middle of the night. It was heartbreaking. You learn to understand from a different perspective that his choices weren't made out of animus either. Substance abuse or anxieties or single parenting or all those things weighed on him, losing his dad.
These were all very hard things.
We've been touring the world 200 and some odd dates every year.
Of course, E.T.'s been with Bon Jovi since the beginning. Cut to now, the four-part docuseries premiering April 26th on Hulu and Disney Plus marks the band's 40th anniversary. Fans will also see how John's vocal cord injury and 2022 surgery threatened to derail the band's future.
How you feeling today?
Day to day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working hard on it.
You said at one point in the documentary, you know, I may never tour again. I may never do this again. My heart sunk a little bit when
Mine
I heard
too.
You say that.
But I won't fake it.
It's something, though, when you do have to think about your own mortality.
It's
and you
not
said
good.
That.
Yeah. But I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not even slowing down.
Legendary.
The 62-year-old says he took his time making their 16th studio album, Forever, out June 7th, recording one song per day. And in February, Bon Jovi performed live for the first time since his surgery.
When I woke up after that night, it was the first time in a decade fear wasn't there, doubt wasn't there, and Dorothea texted the kids and said, he's back.
And boy, are we happy that he is. I just adore that man. All right, let's move on now from a band of brothers to the Property Brothers. 2024 already shaping up to be a busy year. Drew and wife Linda expecting baby number two. Jonathan and Zoe gearing up to say I do. And on this National Siblings Day, our Deidre Behar got the latest life updates from both Scotts.
Hard-hitting question from
okay.
E.T.
Okay.
When's the wedding and where?
You'll,
exactly
be the first to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I also, mainly, I just want to figure out how to plan the bachelor party.
Jonathan's been engaged to Zoe Deschanel since August of 2023 after meeting in 2019 while filming an episode of Carpool Karaoke. The Lovebirds have been in no rush to plan their I do's, but they've got some ideas.
Will E.T. be invited?
I mean, absolutely not. No press.
Big or small?
Small.
Will James Corden be invited to officiate since you met on Carpool Karaoke?
Probably. James, you did good, son.
The bros are keeping busy with their upcoming show, backed by the bros, and being father figures. Jonathan has a sweet bond with Zoe's 8 and 6-year-old kids from her second marriage, and brother Drew, baby number two, is on the way.
We don't know if we're having a boy or girl, so it's...
You're choosing to not find
out? It's going to be exciting for us.
Okay, well, whether it's a property daughter or a property son...
It doesn't matter. I'm retiring either way.
Sorry. Coming up, it's no secret Lenny Kravitz loves his leather, but his new workout video will still probably make your jaw drop. Go, shorty!
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Tomorrow, it's Spilling the ET Couples Edition with Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer.
That was the least naughty you've ever been on camera.
All righty then, let's keep the naughty and nice theme with Mr. Lenny Kravitz. Nothing ever been better than it is now. 59-year-old doing aggressive decline sit-ups with a loaded barbell, but can we talk about the fit? Sunglasses, mesh tank, and yes, everybody, leather pants. But when you post as many thirst traps as Lenny, you just gotta keep it up.
How would you describe this next era of Lenny Kravitz?
I'm so hungry, inspired. I've never been this young.
So that's what 59 looks like, huh?
I gotta go to the gym. Will you come on? Will you come on, girl?
Night, everybody.
Will you come on?
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.